You're listening to the ELT Chat Podcast, Uncut. And now, to announce this month's blog challenge, I have Bethany Cagnell on the line. So Beth, what can we expect from this month's blog challenge?
I think it's going to make a lot of eyebrows go up, in fact, because the announcement is it's my first lesson plan.
Great. So can you give us an idea of what you mean by our first lesson plan?
What I mean by that is our very first lesson plan. We have to go back to the very beginning, and we have to go down to the cellar and dig out our very first lesson plan that we used with our students.
Wow. Some of us might have to go back quite a long way, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I had to actually go down to the wine cellar to find mine. And there it was, packed away. And it's pretty interesting, actually.
You go down to the wine cellar. That's so French.
Actually, you know what? It's kind of sad because we go down to the wine cellar. It's actually a real wine cellar that we have in our apartment, but we don't keep any wine in it. We're the only ones in our building that don't keep wine in the wine cellar.
Just old lesson plans.
Right? Just old lesson plans and boxes.
Okay, so we've got your first lesson plan on the ELT Chat website now. So can you just describe it to us for a bit there?
Oh boy, well, I do apologize to anybody, but it's pretty great. I'm very happy to donate my very first lesson plan to ELT Chat, and I hope that other people will join in and scan and send in their lesson plans. But upon looking at this particular lesson plan, it really surprised me. Looking at it, I looked at it just about a week ago, and this is a lesson plan that goes back to 2002, so 10 years ago. Boy, do I feel old now. 10 years ago, I did this lesson plan, and I swear to you, I remember writing this lesson plan, and I swear to you, I remember it being longer. I don't remember it being so short. I was actually quite surprised and a little bit sort of surprised that I let, for instance, I left 10 minutes for small talk and 5 minutes for presenting a syllabus, but then 20 minutes for dialogue journals and 10-minute break and things like that ended up not taking that amount of time to begin with. For instance, the small talk lasted 2 minutes instead of 10, and presenting the syllabus took 2 minutes instead of 5. And I do remember thinking back on that time. I do remember having gobs of time left over with me thinking, oh boy, what am I going to do now? So I was actually quite surprised to see how little I had planned for, because it was a 2-hour class. And for instance, the greetings I put for 20 minutes. And how do you greet people for 20 minutes with a number of students? And there were only 4 students. But I was just surprised that I had given myself so much freedom, so much liberty, in fact. Somebody emailed me about it just not too long ago. I think it was you, James, who said it sort of looks like a dogma lesson plan.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that actually, yeah, because it is not that dissimilar to what I do now. But but at the same time, you put things in there which are really kind of small, like really, really small details that we would just do, I guess, without even thinking about it now.
Yes.
And then a lot of the details that you would expect people to pay a lot of attention to at the beginning are not there. So it's really interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm. Looking back at it now, for instance, I see, for instance, my pre-intermediate class, I put small talk at 15:55, at 3:55. First off, the fact that I could use 24-hour clock is pretty impressive because I had been in France like a year. But anyway, the fact that I have break, tape up directions on the board, put tape on others. it's like, did I expect myself to be so out of it and so high off of the adrenaline that I actually needed to remind myself to tape up instructions on the board? I think that's just like, what was I thinking?
It's fascinating because you that's what I'm saying. Like, you've put that detail, but then at the same time, you've put, like you said, greetings, and there's no like activity,
No.
or there's no getting to meet you or mingle or anything like that. But there
There's
is the tiniest detail of put tape on the paper, you know.
And like, okay, like I had a conversation with a relatively new teacher a couple of weeks ago, right? And like brand new teacher, in fact. He had never taught in France before. He had dabbled a little bit elsewhere, and he calls me up and he's like, "I need an icebreaker," and I said, "I don't really have one." I didn't. I still don't. Even after 12 years, I have an icebreaker, but I have my own icebreaker, and it's not really an icebreaker. It's not a, find someone who kind of activity. And it's really weird. He's like, "Don't you have a find someone who activity?" And I said, "No, I don't. I have my own thing," which is a really kind of shocking role play that I get people into. It's something else. It sort of gets them sort of semi out of their comfort zone, but also semi forgetting that they're speaking English. And greetings. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, James. The fact that the fact that I didn't plan for an icebreaker. It's pretty funny. 25 minutes of greetings. Students, two students fill out self-evaluation sheets. I must have said, "Okay, write very, very slowly."
No, it's really interesting how we can look back on this now and just think, what was I thinking, you know? Like, what was I thinking?
Explain syllabus, homework, smile, and tour country. Smile. What? Smile.
Well,
Was I trying to find myself a smile?
I probably may have written that on mine, because I had to be reminded to smile at certain points, because I was far too serious when I began. And I'm not a serious person at all, so I don't know where that came from. But maybe I thought I needed that to sort of, it's what teachers do or something, I don't know. Yeah, I was told, why don't you smile more? I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh my God! Sorry, I'm looking at this guy. 2:57. Class ends. Place packets on other class for other class on the board. Erase board.
Yes, I saw that one. I was like, erase board. I'm like, come on, that's part of the teachers' union. You don't, you know, you, that's just got to be done, right?
What do you pay to do? I erase the board.
My first kind of, well, I'm going to do this block challenge as well, and I have my first, well, I have my first sort of lesson plan of literally the first lesson I ever did, which wasn't a lesson plan, but it was the info I used, and then I also have my first kind of post-CELTA lesson plan. And
Well,
my first post-CELTA lesson plan is the opposite, in that, you know, it's really, really planned, because I just come out of CELTA, you know, and I thought that's what we all did. And so it's really, really planned into lots of details, which I'm very much looking forward to going over and looking at and going, oh, what was the point of that?
And I even gave myself permission to use their L1 to speak in French if necessary. And I remember in 2002, I spoke Tarzan French. I knew about three words in French, and so I'm really actually really surprised that I, number one, gave myself permission at that time as a brand new teacher. I gave myself permission right from the very beginning to speak in French, during an English lesson. I think that goes back to my own experience as a learner when I remember being traumatized in a class where my teacher only spoke French and I understood nothing and really had hoped and wished and begged the teacher to speak in English from time to time, but she had refused. And so I think the fact that I gave myself permission to use the student's L1 is pretty telling. And also that I gave plenty of time to let the students sort of come up with their own ideas and goals and expectations. So right from the very beginning, I was ready to set up the lessons according to what they wanted. That's how I was trained. I remember that vividly, in fact. And I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it sounds like you were pretty lucky in that respect.
Well, I think so too. Also, being that I had no experience with the French at that time, And I didn't know at the time that the French actually are very good at telling you what they want. They're very good at giving you feedback, saying, I would really like to do this. I would really like to learn this or study this. And I didn't know that at the time. And I consider myself fortunate for having, for teaching in France, in fact, because I'm lucky that I have experience with students who are open to their needs, in fact, and ready to have that discussion.
How do you feel now about also about the evaluations that you wrote as well as the actual plans?
Well, pretty positive. They, I words like it was successful, brilliant, had a lot of fun. I think again at the time I was running on a lot of adrenaline, because I wrote these thoughts, these sort of post-class thoughts, right afterward, as soon as they left the room. And being that this was the very first time I'd ever been given the opportunity to reflect on my teaching, I was just high. I remember just being totally hooked right from the very beginning. So I think that explains part of the sort of the positiveness of the teacher's notes at the end, after the class, because again, I remember being completely jazzed and so excited and ready to do it again. That's sort of what I think is interesting about the reaction. I see even 10 years later, I see what got me hooked on teaching, and I see what keeps me going even today.
Okay, so we're going to extend this challenge now to the ELT chatters. So what would you like to see from our ELT chatters in this blog challenge?
Well, I would like to see everybody, in fact, as many people as possible, submitting their own lesson plans. They've got to take a little bit of time to go down to their wine cellars and dig out those old lesson plans and see if they can find it. To take a walk down memory lane and have a look at the lesson plan and try to put themselves back at that very moment. How did they feel? For instance, like what I want to see others doing is I would really like to see them reflect on how did they feel before they taught that class? How did they feel during? And of course, how did they feel afterwards? Because especially those of us who've been at it for I would say 5, 10, 15 years, we're still doing it. We still experienced that pre-class adrenaline, and I think we're all sort of hooked on it. And I would love for people to reflect on that and tell us why and give us some bring us back to that very moment.
That sounds great, and of course, we'd love to see as many people contribute to the blog challenge as possible. So, look for it on the ELT Chat website, and we're really looking forward to see what people come up with.
Me too.